as believers, we know that He always hears us. He always cares about us. He always knows when His children come to Him in faith. I believe every believer should be baptized as a believer. In other words, you are cognitive of the message of salvation, and you then go through the waters of salvation or waters of baptism because you have made a decision. Faith unites us to Christ, but baptism symbolizes the union. You believe that going through the waters of baptism, there is going to be a supernatural event take place that is going to change the way you were. Experience a significant change because you have taken this step going through the waters of baptism. Faith will do that for you. Faith will bring us into a realm with God that we cannot experience without walking into a believing His Word. Praise God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Augustine said, faith is to believe what we do not see, and the reward of faith is to see what we believe. Martin Luther said, God our Father has made all things depend on faith so that whoever has faith will have everything, and whoever does not have faith will have nothing. Without faith, it's impossible to please the Father. So He wants us to know about faith. He wants us to understand some things about faith because He wants us to please Him, and we want to please Him. So we have to know some things about faith. Now, what does that mean when it comes to where we live? What does that mean when it comes to Prince Edward Island? What does it mean when it comes to living in this little island, in this little portion of the nation of Canada? God has set the place where we live so that we might seek His face. So He's put us in a place so it would be the best possible place we could be in order to seek the face of the Lord. He wants us to be drawn to Him. And so as we are planted here on Prince Edward Island, as God has called us here, then He's also given us a responsibility to believe Him for heaven to be released upon our island. Now, we can either believe that Prince Edward Island, PEI, stands for poverty every inch, or we can believe God that it stands for prosperity every inch. The decision that we have to make, which one will we believe God for? Which one will we stand in faith for? Which one will we look at and say, that's what I believe God has called this place to? And then begin to declare it out. Begin to speak it forth. Because by faith, these things are released. And as we take our place in faith and declaring the goodness of God over Prince Edward Island, I believe we can expect to see a change. We can expect things to happen. So whatever way you believe, let it be to you. If you choose to believe PEI, poverty every inch, let it be according to the way you believe. If you choose to believe PEI, prosperity every inch, let it be according to the way you believe. You see, folks, it's important what we believe. It's important what we make a choice to believe, and faith is a choice. We choose what we believe. And you and I get to make the choice. What kind of people are we going to be? Are we going to be people of no faith, little faith, or great faith? And as we learn about faith, we will grow in our expectation. The Bible says that all things are possible to him who believes. So I'm believing God for a great, awesome future. I'm believing God for prosperity on Prince Edward Island to grow. I'm believing God that families won't have to be broken up, and that part of them will have to, the husband or the wife will have to leave and go to another province in order to get enough money to survive. I'm believing that families will be able to stay together and that they'll be able to grow up, and healthy families will come from that. I'm believing for the prosperity of Prince Edward Island so people will be under the cover of the Lord Jesus Christ, and their families will be healthy. Families will not be torn apart, and that they will not be led by the God of mammon, the God of money. That we'll recognize that all our needs are met according to the riches of God's glory in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Prosperity every inch. My home has a bunch of inches around it, so every one inch of it is prosperous. Praise God. Glory to Jesus.